The question was asked, when we speak about the oral law, can't it be that a lot of it was lost due to people's misremembering? They didn't have it written down. So firstly, they did have it written down. Yeah, one step at a time. They did write notes. They had something called Megillat Starim, which was they'd each write their own notes and hide them. And sometimes they had whole shasin where they wrote notes and they hid them. The idea that the oral Torah wasn't written down means it wasn't publicly written down. There wasn't a published version. But every student did take his own notes, even though it was oral law. The idea is you don't publish a Mishnah the way Rebbe did. You don't publish a Talmud, but notes they had. And their notes were very accurate. Number two, they spent a lot of years studying. It says before 40 years, you don't understand your Rebbe. 40 years, and the oral law was, look at our Shas. You have people today who chazer all of Shas Mishnayis every month, and they basically know Shas Mishnayis by heart. So the oral law was broken down into a system where you did memorize the parts that were pivotal. And you see, they had it by rote. Even after the Talmud, in order to get the title Gaon, you had to be tested on the whole Shas by heart, all volumes. That's why Gaon is the numeric value of the tractates we have. So you see, people did have that capacity. Yes, the masses don't. But the people who were passing down the tradition, they were the people who did memorize all of Shas, all of Mishnayot, etc. Rav Henkin Zatzal, when you'd want to enter a test on Smicha by him, he'd ask you, Shaila, you'd have to say which siman in the Shulchan Aruch the answer was. That was before the test. That was to enter the test. That's when I asked Rav Pesin for Smicha. He said to me, you know, when I got Smicha, that was my test. That's why I don't want to give Smicha. He didn't say when you're ready for it, come back to me. He said, that's why I don't want to give Smicha. That was, he said, okay, so you see that they did. They did master it, and they spent years learning. You're right that when the Romans started attacking and they couldn't stay in yeshivas for a prolonged period and they couldn't get the tradition as well, that's where you start having machlokot. And even that is a machlokas Rambam Rav Shri Raigon, if that's the real cause. It says the disciples of Shammai and Hillel did not have the capacity to study as long and with as much intensity as their predecessors. They were still giants. You're talking about Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus. You're talking about the Rebbes of Rabbi Akiva. You're talking about giants in Jewish history. But they could only study maybe 35 years instead of 40. They could only study maybe 12 to 15 hours a day instead of 18. They were diminished in their capacity because they were still running from the Romans, you know, at the end of the day. It wasn't easy. The Romans were killing anyone they'd catch studying and teaching Torah. They didn't have the masses to study with like their predecessors. But at the end of the day, you still have a very accurate tradition because people were investing the greatest minds and the greatest amount of time to get it exactly right. And a student would learn by a Rebbe till he had it all down pat, as you find. They had notes, and they knew what their Rebbe taught by heart. They knew their Rebbe's Shas Mishnayis down pat, down to the letter. You see, they have a discussion. When we say gar'in, is it gar'in with an ayin or an aleph? Okay, that's the level of accuracy they had their tradition. Even though it wasn't written, right? He's writing his notes in his closet. It's not that the Rebbe showed him a written text. He still would have to have the tradition down to the question of gar'in or gar'in. Idehen or Idehen, with an aleph or an ayin. Okay, so it's very accurate.